All right, we're pleased to be joined here today by Peace River MLA Dan Williams. Seems to always be on the move these days, but we managed to pin him down for a few minutes. We're glad you took the time to join us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Happy to have you join me in my constituency office here in downtown Peace River.
Of course, a big thing coming up next week is the Alberta legislature gets back in session again. I think with the exception of the throne speech, this is going to be the first real time we see all the MLAs together since the election back in the spring. What are going to be some of your sort of priorities going into that legislature session?
Well, you're right. We're going to start with a speech from the throne on the 30th of October, and then our first sitting of the legislature on the 31st. The priorities are going to be outlined in the speech from the throne, the government's plan and what is moving forward. So I don't want to undercut that, and we'll be able to talk more about that very soon in terms of what those priorities are. But I know I'm bringing forward legislation that I'm excited to work on. And then we're also going to be moving forward on the priorities of making sure that we have the lowest cost of living in Canada, makes Alberta in particular the greatest place to live, work, and raise a family, where you have that advantage, whether it be a tax advantage or the opportunity to live in community in a place like Peace River and be able to set your kids up for success, to have that next generation better off than you are. That's what we ran on as a platform. We're going to move forward on that as a government over the next 4 years. And this first speech from the throne and this first session is really going to prioritize keeping costs down, fighting against Trudeau's inflation, making sure that we're delivering for Albertans and those commitments of making sure healthcare and the frontline services are ending up where Albertans need them rather than just stuck in a bureaucracy and not serving Albertans. So we have a big task in front of us, but that's why we ran. And we're very optimistic that we're able to deliver on those for Albertans.
So the one thing we've talked about before is certainly investments coming our way to our region, whether it be the form of, say, new bridges or schools or things of that nature. What are some things that you'd like to hopefully see ELSA come up here in terms of that?
Well, obviously, I'm going to be working with our Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure and a number of others to continue moving projects forward. And I'm excited as we get into budget season to let Albertans and my constituency know what we're doing for them. But happily, just talking to Conseil Scott Aldunal West, the school division that just created a new school with us in the province we built, École Quatre-Vents, now has students in it learning every day. It's terrific to see a state-of-the-art new building providing education for constituents in the Peace River region and in French language. Obviously still working on getting that project across the line in Manning. When it comes to the K-12 school, Deller Lodge, we're moving progress forward on, and a number of others, including the Peace River Bridge rejuvenation that we're doing. That's going to be, because of some delays in supply chain, going to be finished mostly this fall, but unfortunately, they're going to have to go back and do a little extra work on it this spring. But it's only a matter of time now till we have two functional bridges in Peace River, and very happy for that investment to be complete very soon.
Certainly know a lot of people in town looking for that to get done. Now, some other thing I've heard from some people recently is around, been a lot of concerns locally around issues with drugs and crime, homelessness. Now, this does kind of sort of tie into sort of your other hat, if you will, as the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions. What are some solutions that you think could be needed here?
Well, I'm working closely with the Minister for Public Safety, who has a responsibility to make sure that we have safe communities, that people feel comfortable walking around the community, that they don't feel threatened, that we don't see this problem growing. So the Minister has agreed to work with me and made it a priority when it comes to the correction facility to make sure that Peace River and the community is being considered and how they operate that. So stay tuned as I work with them. Obviously, really closely working together with the town to make sure we deliver on it. I don't want to see this problem get worse. That's one of the reasons we ran on a commitment to bring forward compassionate intervention legislation. That means to say, if somebody's a danger to themselves or others and they're suffering from an addiction, then our plan is to move forward so that a family member, a friend, a police officer, a healthcare professional is able to petition a court or a magistrate who's specially trained that says that this individual needs our support, they need intervention, and we're going to be able to step in as a community, as a society, and as a government to get those folks the help they need and get them a treatment order. So that's one of the things we're moving forward on. We've focused for sure on making sure we have the supports there for local communities. My focus is getting people the care they need. If Trudeau refuses to deal with this, with his bail reform continuing to make it more and more difficult for families to live and work in our communities, the provincial government will do what it can on the addiction and the mental health side to make sure we're supporting communities and those who are vulnerable, who are suffering from addiction.
I know you've been doing some announcements of the past little while about some recovery centers. I know some people have kind of called for one of those around here. Could we potentially that be down the line?
Yes, I think we're working towards that end. Peace Country needs to have a recovery center in it. I was just speaking to the community of Grand Prairie and the city earlier today. I'm happy to tell you we're moving forward on a project for the region. No matter where you come from, no matter who you are, there should not be a delay if you want treatment and help to get recovery from the disease of addiction. Addiction only has two ends. Either you overcome it with treatment and recovery, or it takes you in misery, pain, and death. I do not want to see any more Albertans suffering from addiction. We want to get that so there's zero wait times for Albertans. As soon as they want that treatment, it's right there so they can live that life in recovery and be contributing members of our society, of our community, of our families again. So that is a priority for us, and I'm going to keep you guys posted at River Kicks FM to let you know as we're moving forward what our timeline is around getting that recovery treatment center up and running in Peace Country and Grand Prairie.
And finally, we always like to every so often throw in a little personal question to the politicians here. Now, we're coming up on Halloween. A lot of the kids, I know, excited about some of the different candies out there. Although, I've discovered the past couple weeks, some of your fellow colleagues in the cabinet ministers have had a bit of a sweet tooth telling me some of their favorite Halloween candies. So, what about with you, Dan? What's your go-to Halloween candy?
Well, I have a two-year-old son, so any candy I get, I know he is going to be eating and taking. I don't get to have any of it. I mean, as a kid, I just loved when they gave out full-size chocolate bars when I was trick-or-treating. I'll take anything comes my way. But I will say, as I got older, I definitely like the salty over the sweet. Hmm. That's something that I've seen change as I got a bit older. So I might you've inspired me. I might even go and buy a bunch of little chip bags for the kids this Halloween.
Well, I'm sure you'll find some stuff on sale for that. Anyhow, Peace River MLA Dan Williams, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Happy to chat.